Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Scott Spears back with you here on this April the 6th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour. Now, you know, I could sound out of breath at this point because here's what I'm going to call it. I did a little bit of feng shuiing during that. Isn't that the term? Feng shui. I was feng shuiing during the break there, and I moved a love seat out of the main studio here, and I moved a padded chair into it, and I moved a folding chair into it, and I moved a mic stand into it, and I moved two plastic tubs into it to try to kill the sound issue. And I also moved a rug, by the way, in this studio to a different location that I thought might be more helpful. And I found the phone that I was telling you, the ringing phone. I got into a box in the extra room and was able to locate the ringing phone. So now it's hooked up. Now, I don't know if it will ring because it's probably been unhooked since last Thursday and it's charging right now, but these are the things we deal with. So how do we sound now, I guess, is where we're going to start this hour off, because some things were changed. Is the nasal still there? Is the non-deep still there? Does it still sound as good as it sounded before we went to break last hour? Because I'm willing to stay right here if this sounds good to people. 17, coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. And I'm also happy to say that the daylight savings time has been turned on the atomic clock. So I cannot wait until they send the atomic ping again, and we will be able to hopefully have this clock set exactly where it needs to be set. You know, we have had this clock now for nearly 7 years, and nobody ever pointed out to me that DST on the back probably stood for daylight savings time. So if you have a new report on the sound of this station, whether you're listening on a radio or the website, or on the tune-in, give me a buzz. Now, I just got a message that there was really no difference between hour number one and hour number two, which I guess is a good thing, because a lot of people felt we were coming in pretty good at the end of hour number one. So if we're still coming in pretty good, that's a good thing. You know, there's one more thing that I could probably try here when it comes to this whole issue. Now, let's see here. Let's see what this does. I'm never really sure exactly what this button exactly does. Now, I don't even know if that did anything, to be honest with you. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I don't know if that sharpened up the voice or not. I don't even know what that knob does, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yeah, you're coming in a whole lot better down here. A couple blocks down from you.
Oh, okay. So coming in better today than yesterday.
Oh, yeah, a whole lot better.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's cleared up. You might have to do a bit more, but you're almost back to what you were before.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good sign. Almost back to where we were before. You know, there is a button on here that has to do with sending the signals. Now, I just tweaked that button a little bit. I don't know if it did anything. Somebody will let me know, I'm sure, at some point. There are so many knobs on here. You've almost got to be a NASA scientist to figure out what's going on with these knobs. Now, did that help anything? I just made a very minor tweak. in the system that I hope maybe knocked out some more of the tin can echo. Because there, I can definitely hear right on the beat. You see that? Wow, that's mushy. That sounded way mushy. But mush is not what we're going for here. Clarity. We're going for clarity this morning here on WWGH Radio. I don't know. I don't know if it's a high sound or if it's a low sound. It's kind of hard to tell. I think it's probably more of a high sound than a low sound, or a low sound than a high sound. Now, here we are. Oh, I hear the other phone ringing now. This could be a whole thing. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it was better, and then whatever you did, it was very distorted, like it was, you know, plus 30 or plus 40 on the level. But for the first few syllables, it was 95% as good as it should be. I mean, within the margin of error, and that's on tune and on my phone. That's I've been listening.
So now, the last thing I did, when I started to change it, it sounded good, but went too far.
Yeah, then it was distorted, like you had the, you know, that super gain button on. And, you know, the phone volume is still low. It's I can hear it, but I could have sworn it was higher last week and previously. But just for the first few seconds, whatever you did, yeah, that muddiness was better. I mean, it was said 90% as good as it normally is, and that's within the margin of error.
Well, that sounds
then,
good.
Then it just got distorted. And Bob's call, for some reason, he sounded better. He called me yesterday. I couldn't even hear him. Like, the phone was overmodulated. I might have had the lever up, the pot or whatever you call it, the slide thingy, a little too high. Because with the phone, equipment varies. He's probably on a landline, and landline being analog, or he might have had a VoIP line. I mean, who knows? They're all a little bit different. Everything has to kind of fit into place. But I do see we're going in the right direction.
Well, hopefully by the end, by 10 o'clock this morning, we'll be there.
Yeah, that last thing you said, Scott, the phone volume was really low. And I'm double-checking. Yeah, you are at the highest volume on the phone, and that I could barely hear you.
I don't know why the phone volume would be low.
Yeah,
but
that's a little strange, because the phone callers, for some reason, they sound really good. That's one positive. That's the best they've ever sounded.
Hold on, let me look here. Oh, you know what? It might be this. Let me check this really quick here.
I mean, as long as I can hear you, it's not a big deal. There's a gain.
Okay,
I can,
how about, does that sound any better?
In the Bluetooth, I could talk for a few words.
Okay, is that any better?
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, that's much
So now
much
you can
better.
Hear us on the phone.
Yeah, well, then you got a little lower, but okay. The first sentence, what did you do?
Well, it's the send button, which is what the phone is cut. So that you can definitely hear me on the phone now.
Yeah, it's not as high as I've heard before, but it's better.
How about that?
That's even better. Without distortion, too. Talk for a few words. Let me hear that again.
Okay, here we are.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That is as good or better than it was 2 weeks ago.
All right, then we will stick with this.
Without distortion, without feedback. So whatever you did, you know, I know it gets frustrating after a while. I think you fixed that problem.
But we will keep working. So, okay, the phone's back where we are. Well, okay, thank you.
No problem, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, well, apparently now the phone problem seems to be in a better state than we were before. But other than that, you don't really know. Okay, here we are. on a Tuesday morning, working out the problems. Now, again, we're trying to figure out on a low or high frequency, which is better here. Now, I don't know, does this sound any better? Is that getting any better as we turn that knob? I don't know, I'm not sure exactly why we sound like we're in a tin cup. That is the $50,000 question at this particular point. Now, I don't know if that fixed anything. Apparently, the low one fixed something earlier. Now, I don't know what that fixed, to be honest with you.
Okay, now that seemed to take something out of the line. Okay, now how about this? Now, this to me sounds pretty good. It seems like it took a lot of the air out of the room. Now, does this sound good? For some reason, to me, in my headphones, this sounds good. Okay, I just got a message. Sounds good now. Is this where we want to be? Right here. Adam, how are we sounding on TuneIn right now? Does this sound good on TuneIn? 740-383-9944. Boy, if we have fixed the problem, won't this be a miracle? Never have so many labored so hard for so long to fix a problem to be listened by whoever. So, here we go. Does that sound good? Because I think we were able... No, that does not sound good. Okay, does that sound better? Is that the perfect place we want it to be? All right. Playing around again. Trying to get where we need to be here. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
You're muffled.
Muffled? All right. I'll go back and look at it. All right. Well, hopefully that got rid of the muffledness. Now, is this... I think you sound better the other way. Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out what the other way was. This muffled me, I guess. So if we turn this back up to a certain degree, we don't want to overmodulate that. Send that right there, and then take this maybe down. Okay, how about that? Does that sound like you want a radio broadcast to sound? Maybe. We'll hope at this point. All right, way worse, no. Stay there. Okay, is this it? Right here, is this the one? Where I am right now. I just got a stay there message. We're operating on a 30-second delay, too, because this really... So is this the one? Is this the stay there? Somebody let me know, and we will stay here and move on to another subject, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Perfect.
This is perfect?
It is on my radio.
Oh,
yes.
we finally got there.
Well, you still need to get your little sound booth. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So have we... Okay, I'm getting a lot of perfects on the internet. I got a right there, a perfect, a good. Is this the best it sounded since we moved into the new studio? Much better, I got. Okay, well, maybe this is it. I don't know. Holy mackerel. Maybe we solved the problem. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you're back to work. I can hear you good now.
This is what it was at the old studio.
Yeah.
All right, good to hear. All right, well, we've got some right there's, we've got some much better's, so maybe this is it. Maybe this is where we needed to be all along. Now, I'm going to, there's really only one button now that I can really even mess with, so we'll see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yep, you're perfect right where you're at.
Right here is perfect.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you. Whoa, but the phone was a little high there for a second. Okay, so this is perfect. We have finally reached the clarity that we need to reach. Well, I think I realize what the problem might have been now. It might have been that we were broadcasting well, here comes Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
Scott, I'm probably on a delay because I was listening to my call, but from about 2 minutes ago, it's overmodulated. The muddiness, the underwater is better, but it's like you're 20 to 30 plus on the levels.
Hmm.
And so it's overmodulated. So although it's to me, it's better than the muddiness because the clarity, but the levels aren't good.
So this sounds overmodulated.
The phone volume's great. I hear you great now, so that's definitely fixed. But when you ask, like, Adam, how's it doing? That's why I called. The modulation was way too high, and that's on TuneIn on my phone.
Okay, but right now you can still hear me through the phone. Good.
Yeah, it's very good. The volume is great and it's clear. There's no noise. But something you just overmodulated for some. But the muddiness is better, and the tin can is better. So. You have to kind of compromise, but I think we're heading in the right direction.
It's
a headache. I mean, you can write a scientific paper about this, for goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, we could be
heading that direction. But the muddiness and the tin can are better. I'm glad of that. So I'm going to try one thing with the overmodulation, and maybe we'll get perfect here before we go off the air.
Yeah, we got a lot of tricks in our bag here, but I think we are heading in the right direction, and that's what you want to hear.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, Scott.
All right. So apparently some of this is working in the right direction. Now, how about that? Okay, there's a little, one more little tweak, because I think I realize now where the problem is lying when it comes to being on certain channels. Now, I did get it's not perfect, but the best I've heard so far. So that's a positive. We'll get to perfection at some point here, hopefully. Hopefully at some point we will get to perfect perfection on what we have been working on. Okay. Well, if this is it, this is it. This might be it. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott. Good
morning.
Am I allowed to be nosy and ask why you moved?
Oh, no, that's no problem. We were just in a building. To be honest with you, when we moved to the last location, it was kind of a quick move because the business we were sharing the business with, Belltone, needed more space at that particular point. So we kind of moved very quickly, and in the last location, we never had any closet space, and we never had the room that we needed. We couldn't do a recording studio. It was just tough with two rooms.
Just small. Okay.
Yeah.
Too small. So you moved into a bigger cave.
Right. Well, then, yeah, we probably would have done it sooner, but COVID came.
Oh, it's true.
And kind of hung everything up for a year. So that's pretty much what the story behind that was.
Okay. And where are you exactly?
We're on South Prospect Street now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're close to the I think there's a hair salon down here, right before the dip where it goes. You can get on Delaware Avenue one way and.
Oh boy, yeah. You really moved down then.
Yeah, about a mile, I would say, mile or two.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open for you.
Keep an eye out. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, that was the whole reason. That was one of the major reasons for the move, and we were in the coronavirus era, which that would have not been a pleasant era to move in, to be honest. I don't think that would have been good at all for anybody involved. So, that was just the way it was, and moving rooms does change your microphone issues. But I appreciate all the feedback this morning, because hopefully it's helping us eliminate these problems. Now, I don't think at this point we should be overmodulated because, for whatever reason, we're certainly not overmodulating on the board, and I don't think we're overmodulating in any other programs. So I'm going to say that this sounds good. If this sounds like the tin canniness is better. You know, there's one more thing on here that when you mess with this, I don't even know what that does, to be honest with you. There are so many knobs. So many knobs, so little time. Okay, and that, you know, we even have a clip button on this board. In any event, here we are. Flying down the radio highway on a Tuesday morning. So, everybody is who's listening, is this where we want to be? Because I'm willing to leave it here and call it a day on the sound and move on to the next subject. If this is coming through your radio like it once did, and coming through your TuneIn app as it once did, and we're not mushy, and we're not any of the other issues, if we're not staticky, mushy, tin canny, any of that, if this is where we need to be to have fixed that problem, we'll stick right here. All right. Well, I've still got the right there's and the best it's been heard so far. So I'm going to say that this is probably the area that we should be in. Let's hope. Okay. Is there anything on anybody else's mind this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. Before I go outside and broadcast. You know, I was going to go outside and broadcast, but I'm afraid if I stand up to do anything, I will yank every microphone out. And I will yank every headset out. And then we truly will be off the air again for another period of time. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that kind of trouble. We want to be on the air at this point in some kind of an intelligible voice. And hopefully we are at this particular juncture. All right. Well, you know, has anybody heard anything more about this autism school that's going in where Ryan's and Ponderosa used to be? Why do you think that building never worked as a restaurant? I guess for periods of time it worked as a restaurant, but it was never able to sustain itself. And I really don't know what the reason for that was, to be honest. It's kind of interesting, because Ryan's was there a fairly decent amount of time, I guess I would say, but when they hightailed it out of there, a big change came, and Ponderosa did not have the staying power that that Ryan's had, to be sure. And I don't, like I say, I really have no idea what would have caused that or brought that over or done that. But, you know, it happens, as they say. And Ponderosa did take the dive out of this town. There is a lot of question now. Why does this town, why can Marion, Ohio, not support a buffet? Now, we do have Hong Kong Buffet. People will call in and say, well, Scott, of course we've got Hong Kong Buffet. And we do. But that's not your typical buffet. That's more of a specific type of buffet. So, why can't Marion support a buffet? Was it such a bad experience with Ponderosa that we do not want to support a buffet anymore in this town? I really don't know what the big reason for that was. I know people had such an experience with Ponderosa that they really, really took a turn. And that's unfortunate, because I think a lot of people liked going to Ponderosa, but that was about it. They liked going there, but the food experience was not exactly what they had in mind. And that's one of the worst things that can happen if you're a restaurant, certainly if you're a restaurant owner, is you don't want to have that experience with your customers, to say the least. All right, 740-383-9944, give me a buzz. Is this now pleasant to listen to through your ears over the telephone line? Because that is the most important thing, that you are happy out there in listener land. Now, we have all these messages to read. Frankly, right now, all I'm waiting on is for this atomic clock to get its message so we can see if taking the daylight savings time button, turning the daylight savings time button on, will now set the clock properly. That's the big thing in my life right now. I want to see if that's what will happen with this particular atomic clock. These atomic clocks were kind of the rage for a while, and now, not so much. You don't hear so much about the atomic clock. You know, there are so many buttons now on this soundboard that I have never really looked at. Now that I'm looking at. You know, there's a button here. I have no idea what that did. Did that do anything? I have no idea what that button is supposed to do, or why it's there, or that one, or that one. Now, I know what the other one will do. The other one will completely throw us off the air. I've pushed the other button. But the button I just hit, I have no idea what that button does. It's been on the soundboard for a long time, but what does it do? I really have no idea. 40 minutes past the hour here. Hope everybody had a good Easter. Really haven't had much of a chance to talk about that. Did anybody do anything for Easter? I saw a lot of hams and pineapples being bought. So I saw the hams. I saw the pineapples. So did everybody get together and have a ham smothered in pineapple? I don't know. I've never cooked a ham with pineapple, but as I've told you before, I'm not really a ham person. I would much rather have turkey than ham. So you probably wouldn't catch me with a ham to begin with. Turkey is the way I go. Turkey and cranberry sauce, I can fill you in on turkey and cranberry sauce. But ham? Ham is just not something. I don't even know what it is about ham that I'm not a huge fan of. But if there's ever turkey and ham sitting next to each other, I always go for the turkey. Because the ham has a weird... I don't know if it's a sweet taste or if it's a... I don't know. Just something about a ham. But I know a lot of people prefer ham. A matter of fact, I know on Thanksgiving especially, which is the big turkey holiday that so many people, time after time after time, have to send out for a ham because people do not like turkey. And apparently that becomes the alternative to the big turkey is the ham. But that's the way it goes. Now, do we have any final reports this morning on the sound? Anybody who's been out there listening, and boy, I appreciate the people who have been listening. Jody and Angie and Nate and all of our friends out there in listener land. Is this the perfect sound? Is this where we want to be? Because, boy, it would make me very happy not to have to mess with these knobs again and get back to talking about something else here on the air. And coincidentally, we will have the tower problem fixed very soon. I was talking to somebody last night about that. So that is, it's in the works, and that's what's causing the reception issue. It really doesn't have much to do with the voice issue, but the tower issue is being looked at. What damage a windstorm can do is the only thing I can say about that particular situation. The windstorm came in and knocked us for a loop. It's always nice to be in new confines, I will say that. You know, when you change your location, it is interesting to sit in a new place with a new point of view. It takes a few days to get used to it, but, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to have somebody come in and professionally feng shui the place. You know, that I have never really fully understood that. The feng shui thing. Where people come in and move your furniture to make for a more harmonious household. I've never fully understood that. Does anybody get that? Has anybody ever had their house feng shui'd? That has never been something that has been in my barrel of tricks. You know, it'll be interesting. Linda was here yesterday. So Linda's show has moved here. And she'll be on again today from 4:10 to 5. But Glenn Coble will be in the studio tomorrow for the first time. So that'll be fun, having Glenn on the air here. And we'll see how it goes then. Sound-wise. Hopefully all the microphones on the other side of the board have now been calibrated properly for this particular studio. That's always an important thing. I don't know what Glenn and I will talk about tomorrow, but I'm sure a lot of it will revolve around the new studio. Let's see. Anything else going on in the news? 44 and a half minutes past the hour. There was something I wanted to talk about, and I cannot... You see, I haven't been writing things down, because I've been dealing more with the sound issues here in the studio than anything else recently. So, I am not totally sure... I'm going to have to make a list tonight of things that I have wanted to talk about, but have not. But, maybe I'll get back to tomorrow. Get back to the important issues of the day. If I come in tomorrow morning and the atomic clock is set correctly, boy, that'll be a whole new world. That'll be a whole new whole new perspective on everything if the old atomic clock is set to the correct time. We certainly have to give a heads up to our listener this morning that called in and said, we think your atomic clock is not set to daylight savings time, which was exactly the problem. Would have never thought of that. Isn't that interesting? All right. Here we are. Moving right along this morning. You know, I am still paying attention to great degree people getting their COVID vaccinations. And it's interesting. I wonder if we are ever going to get back to normal if everybody does not get their vaccination. Because I have heard businesses say that we're not going to lift the mask restriction, we're not going to lift certain restrictions until all of our employees have the vaccination, until this happens or that happens. Now, I don't know. So if people continue to not get the vaccination, do you think we are ever going to slide back to any kind of normalcy? I don't know if we will or not. I know the governor is pushing hard for it at outdoor events and sporting events and things of that nature, but if people don't get the vaccine, is it going to go all the way? Because a lot of it is being left up to private business. And I don't know what these private businesses will end up doing in the end. I guess it's going to end up being their prerogative and their call. You know what it reminds me of a little bit? I mean, it was not to this scale, certainly, because there has been nothing to the scale of this pandemic that we have ever seen before, I think, in our lifetimes. But I do remember the concealed carry. I remember when concealed carry became a thing. And I remember businesses that would not allow people who were concealed carrying to come into their business. And that became a huge standoff. I remember people picketing in the streets. And you know, it was about 50-50, though. Because you had some people on one side of the street who were saying, people shouldn't be allowed to bring a gun into a place of business. And then you had the people on the other side of the street saying, well, I've paid for my classes, I've paid for my gun, and as long as it's concealed, why can't I bring it into my business? And I remember watching people being escorted out of businesses for this. I remember that happening quite a bit. Now, that was always something to see, when somebody would be escorted out of a business because they were carrying a concealed weapon. So what do you think? Do you think businesses are going to go back to the way they did business before everybody gets the COVID vaccination? And do you think people are going to be checking for vaccination cards? You know, I keep hearing all these stories as of late to where office stores are willing to laminate your card, well, for free. Well, this tells me that these cards are going to be around for a long, long time. And if that becomes the case, then maybe it'll be one of those things. I don't know. I don't think everybody was forced to get the polio vaccine, but I think a lot of people certainly did get the polio vaccine. I wonder if there was this type of problem when the polio vaccine was going on. Does anybody have any remembrances of that or thoughts on the COVID-19 vaccine, and will that be what gets us back to normal in this particular society that we live in right now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what's interesting? We have not heard from either one of our bus drivers, I think, since we've moved to the new studio. You know, we have Sarah, who I believe drives the bus on the south end of town. And then we had, I think his name was David, if I have it correctly, David, who drove the bus. I believe he said on the west side of town. I don't think it was the east. I think it was the west. But we have not heard from either one of them in quite some time. And the last time we were on the air like this, which I believe was last Thursday, when we were able to improve the signal somewhat, people were picking us up over near Garfield Park. Now, I wonder if people are picking us up over near Garfield Park today. Can you hear us over by Garfield Park? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I left something out in the car this morning that I meant to bring into the studio, so I'm going to have to go back out to the car this morning and bring in that particular item. Which will be a good thing, because it will be another piece of furniture in the studio. Did our phones completely die? We had a lot of action there for a while. Okay, nope, the phones are still working. So we are still in business here at WWGH Radio on this April the 6th. Marching our way through the month of April. April showers bring May flowers. I thought it was going to rain last night. The skies got awful dark at one point, but I don't think it ever did rain. Who knows why? You know, I've seen a lot of kids outside. I've seen a lot of kids outside playing basketball and just all around being in the streets. I think maybe being cooped up for a long period of time, winter, the pandemic, has really driven people back to the streets, which it might be a good thing, because I think people want to be outside playing and doing and all that sort of thing. And it's good for their health. That's certainly something that ends up on the plus side. So it's good to see everybody out and having a good time. For some reason, I feel like I'm about to cough. Maybe I needed a cough drop this morning. Now see, who knows? That could have echoed off the walls. The cough could have echoed off the walls. It's going to be a fun week because Nate Redmond will be in here tomorrow, 4:10 to 5 p.m., doing his show, first broadcast from this station. As Linda Sims' first broadcast was yesterday, Mike Wilson's first broadcast was yesterday, Adam's Lep's first broadcast was yesterday, my first broadcast was yesterday, and I don't think anybody's first time will be today, but Nate will be tomorrow, Glenn will be tomorrow, the Pastor Whitaker will be on Friday, and I believe Angie's first broadcast from here, official broadcast, will come on Friday night. And we have not had a chance to talk about the New York trip. So that will be a lot of fun. So many things happened on that New York trip that we have not had the chance to talk about. Now the Phil Donahue thing, we'll get more in-depth in that area. That was fun, and get Angie's perspective of how that all went. But we will also talk about Times Square. We will also talk about Central Park. We'll also talk about Rockefeller Center. We'll also talk about Radio City Music Hall, all the other places in New York City. And also on that trip, we were in Philadelphia. So there's that to bring up. The great city of Philadelphia, known for their cheesesteaks. And then we have Hershey. We were in Hershey for quite a bit of time on that trip. That was a lot of fun. So, we have Hershey, and we have Philadelphia, and we have New York, all to talk about on Friday night when Angie comes in. And I believe it was her first time in New York, so that will be a unique perspective to hear what she thought about New York, the Big Apple. Does anybody know how New York got the name the Big Apple? I've never really gotten why it's called the Big Apple. And, you know, I've known people for years that when they drop the ball on New Year's Eve, they call it dropping the apple. Well, they really don't drop an apple. They drop the ball. The multicolored, multi-lighted ball. So, I've never understood why it's called the Big Apple. I don't think it has anything to do with their agriculture and apples. So does anybody know why New York is called the Big Apple in our final 5 minutes today? Now, this doesn't have to be a specific guess. This might just be an off-the-top-of-your-head type of guess. Why do you think it's called the Big Apple? 740-383-9944. Here we are, taking your calls on this, a Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, which really had more to do today with trying to fix the sound quality for the listening audience, which hopefully we're on our way to or have achieved at this particular point. We can only hope. I would say, honestly, we got this studio in working fashion fairly quick. We were back up on the air. We moved from the other studio Thursday night, and we were back up on the air in this studio by Friday. Well, let's take a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm trying to listen to you and listen to the radio. It's a little difficult here. I was in town, the McDonald's South, and in the car radio, why, I could hear you loud and clear and everything, hunky-dory. But when I come back home, when I got down around Marion Cardington Road, why, you faded out and in and out on the car radio, which, you know, the satellite handles that, and the reception, I could hear you, but it was in and out on the reception. So you said that eventually you'll get the antenna fixed. I think that's the problem of not getting you on the radio and then have to fine-tune it. Now, there's other people down there in that area where your radio station comes out of, like 105.6 or something like that. They come in loud and clear. It's like those Columbus stations are crowding you out on AM and FM both. It just, or the reception, it seems like they're stronger down in that area, crowding your 107.1 out.
Well, right now it is, because when the windstorm came in a couple weeks ago, it damaged the connection between our cord and the antenna. And right now it's a matter of getting somebody to climb the antenna.
I heard you say that so I won't ever call you back on that till I hear. And then also, some of that volume stuff and some of that noise and stuff, are you, since you went to the new location, recording anything? Have you got your recorder hooked up where that may have any interference or anything or any button movement?
You know, I don't think so. We have the same two computers hooked up that we had at the other place.
So you're recording as you're talking?
Yeah, which we always did. Yeah.
Well, okay, well, that takes care of that. Like I say, I tried to help you out as good as I can, but you look at that dial and try to get you here 3 miles from town. Why? It's only going to happen on one radio out of four I've got in the house, and I've tried them all just for the heck of it. But and then I got to hold that with a cord wrapped around it. Seems like the electrical cord and my electric energy in my body seems to bring you in clear. And sometimes when you get a call in, it kind of fouls things up, and then after a while, it comes back to where it was before. So I imagine it all has to do with the antenna then, Scott. Well, I'll let you get it out of here, and I'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, and we appreciate all the reports, because it does help fix these problems to a certain degree, because, you know, you need to know what it sounds like out there in the world. I only hear what it sounds like in the headphones, so I appreciate all the reports that we have had. Don't forget that Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:10 until 3 p.m., and then Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Marion, Ohio, the talking place. for legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on